1966, 266 Rebound Sound there with a song called Good Vibrations. This is MAR sending out Good Vibrations, the best on the medium wave band for a Sunday afternoon. Dave Simpson flying the Jolly Roger, and as I say to you, stand by for the return of the competition in about 5 minutes' time. And Cliff Murphy runs around and looks for a piece of paper. A young lady near Manchester jumps up and down and searches for her piece of paper as she says, "I've almost worn my Corgi single out." And M. Cooley thinks to himself, "I might as well have another go myself." All that coming your way in about 5 minutes from now.
Let's go!
Remember this one from Traffic, a number called Paper Sun, takes us back to 1967.
So you think you're having a good time with the boy that you just met? Paper Sun, making sun from beach to beach, your clothes are soaking wet. But if you look around and see a shadow on the run, on the run, you need to upset, because it's just a paper sun.
Paper sun.
to play that one for everybody down there at Skeleton Records at 46 Argyle Street, as they supply our Mezzeland Alternative Radio badges. That's a number there called Paper Sound. It comes from Traffic. And our MAR badges, priced just 25 pence each, two for 25 pence, I should say, are available from Skeleton Records, 46 Argyle Street in Birkenhead, Bushy's Hairdressing Salon at Conway Street in Birkenhead, Reaction Records, Victoria Road, New Brighton, Black Solarium of 62 Wallasey Road in Wallasey, and Strand Fashions of Liscard Road. Two badges for 25 pence, which can't be bad. And if you can't get down to any of those shops, if you're not in walking distance or bus or taxi ride away from them, then you can, of course, write into us here at the station. 72 Millhay Heights, Morton Wirral on Merseyside is our address. And send us a blank postal order for 25 pence or two 10 pence coins and a 5 pence piece. Sellotape to a piece of cardboard to stop them rattling around inside the letter. Enclose a stamped addressed envelope and we shall send to you by return of post two of our beautiful Merseyland Alternative Radio badges, and they've shrunk in size, but they are nice, believe me. While I'm on the subject, I may as well give the car stickers a plug. Lime green and black car stickers, and all you need for those is a stamp addressed envelope. And send it once again to MAR 72 Millhay Heights, Morton Wirral on Merseyside. And 72 Millhay Heights, Morton Wirral on Merseyside is also the address should you like to enter my competition, which is coming up for you immediately. Hooray, the return of the competition. And it's so long since I've had a competition, I think I'd better remind you of the rules, which are very simple, really. All I do is I play the first few bars of a piece of music, and all you have to do is identify it. Tell me the name of the artist or the group that sings the song, and what the song is called. If you think you know the answer, send it in to me, Dave Simpson. And write in your letter, let's see, what should we give away this week? I know. A copy of Goodbye Caroline by the One Shots. To the first person pulled out of the box with the correct answer. So what I do is I read all the letters, you see, pick all the right answers out, pop them into a box, shuffle them all around, and the first one out of the box shall win a copy of Goodbye Caroline by the One Shots. So if you're all quite clear of the rules, a record from 1974 with quite a long intro on it. See if you can identify this. If you think you can identify that piece of music, then write into me, tell me the name of the group or the artist who sings the song and name of the song. The only clue I can give you is it's from 1974 and it was very popular in discos back in those days. All correct entries will go in the box. The first one out will win a copy of Goodbye Caroline by the One Shots. And offering that record, I should think I shall be inundated with entries to that next week. So at least I'm going to have my work cut out on this station next week. The mailing address once again, MAR 72 Millhay Heights, Morton Wirral on Merseyside. My name's Dave Simpson. Please put my name on the inside of the letter and not on the outside. And I wish you the best of luck. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock, you tune to MAR, Meseland Alternative Radio, on 266 metres in the medium wave band. The happiest station in the northwest, flying the Jolly Roger for a Sunday. And I think you've had enough time to scratch your heads and wonder what that record was. So while there's a little bit of theme tune left, let me tell you about Lighter Repair Services of P.O. Box number 33, Victoria Street in Blackpool. They undertake repairs and servicing to all makes of cigarette lighters, specialising in electronic cigarette lighters. So mail your lighter off to P.O. Box number 33, Victoria Street in Blackpool. Down there on the Atlantic record label, that's Mr. Wilson Pickett from 1965 and a number called The Midnight Hour. A couple more requests and dedications coming up right after we've heard from Thin Lizzy and a number called Killer on the Loose. And I shall dedicate that last record there by Wilson Pickett to... I've forgotten the guy's name. Trust me to do a thing like that at a time like this. Robbie Dale on Sunshine Radio 539. That's one of his favourites from the 60s, you see.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy, Killer on the Loose, and the best part of three pages of a letter in front of me from 43 Meadow Street, Wallasey on Merseyside, and that's the address of Mr. Mark Cooley, who says, "Dear Dave, for the past few weeks, you and the other MAR DJs have been asking listeners to buy the new button badges from either the station or the shops that usually give away your MAR car stickers. So, on hearing this, I strolled down quite casually to Reaction Records with 25 pence to claim the two badges, one tin, the other crystal. When I bought the supposedly two badges, I put them into my pocket and walked back home." You must have good legs, man, good legs. On reaching home, I took the little packages out of my pocket and found that there was only a crystal badge. I thought I was conned, but on further inspection of the crystal badge, I could see that this badge was a very superior type of badge and well worth the 25 pence. Well, you should have got two badges. So if I was you, Mark, I'd go back and ask them for the other one. Tell them Dave Simpson sent you for the other badge, because if you've only got one badge, you should have a little tin one with it. So you go, you stroll back down there and you tell them that Dave Simpson said you want another badge. And show them the April Wine single that you won in the competition. Anyway, while I'm writing this boring letter, says Mark, I would like to ask two questions. One is, when was MAR's first transmission? That was on October the 25th, 1979. And two, oh, I see, and two is the names you use on the station. Are they your real names or false names like actors use? Well, they're false names. I've got to admit it, that they really are false names. I mean, I couldn't use my real name on the radio because nobody would understand it, you see, because it's Mexican. Now, you can understand that, can't you? If I come out with a Mexican name on the radio, everybody would say, "Who's he?" Whereas Dave Simpson is English, it's much easier, isn't it? You know, and I mean, if Mike Stan came on with his real name, you know, which is Arthur Costa, well, we'd have no chance, would we? Let's face it. Anyway, let's carry on with the letter, shall we? It says, "Could you please send me another car sticker?" Well, I think John Dwyer's department, that is. With all the other amazing MAR DJ's autographs on it. Oh, we've got something lined up on that. We've got something lined up on that. Plus two more badges for which you've sent the money for. So, one final thing is, could you please play Layla by Derek and the Dominoes and Jane by Jefferson Starship, one after another at 12:30 on Sunday, the 12th of October. Yours sincerely, Mark Cooley. P.S. Sorry about the bad writing paper, but it's three pages out of a school notebook. Is Mark Cooley's teacher listening in? You're listening, teacher. He's ripped three pages out of his book here to write me a letter. All right. So, you know, I mean, it's a stick first thing Monday morning, isn't it? Now, don't let him get away with it. All right.
Simpsons.
More music, more often, more.
Right, thanks Mark for your very nice letter there. And for you, Layla by Derek and the Dominoes, followed by Jane from Jefferson Starship. And take a look at your clock, didn't I get the time right?
Thank you.
Starship. That's called Jane, taken from the album Freedom of Point Zero. And before that, from the history of Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes with Layla. Both of those tracks going out to a great guy there by the name of Mark Cooley, who at first thought he got conned over a badge, and then, as he says, one badge on its own is worth 25 pence without the other one. But I shall still go back and get the other one if you can, Mark. Right, something now going out especially to, how can I put it, especially to table manufacturers. Yes, table manufacturers. Data Lake Simpson on a Sunday, MAR266. How's your table coming on? This is Rainbow. Did you see them the other night? I missed them. I was busy. It's called All Night Long. You're walking up with your eyes on me. It's looking good, but I just don't know. Called All Night Long. I believe they were on the box the other night. Everybody's been talking about it, saying how good it was, but I'm afraid I had the misfortune to miss it. Anyway, a record there going out to a certain person who's in the process of building a table, and they asked me if they could borrow my 5 volumes of the history of Radio Caroline, and I thought, ah, somebody interested in free radio, but it turned out to be to stop the table from wobbling. We're going to stick it under one of the legs, you see. Nobody can build tables like Barry Bucknell. Who's Barry Bucknell?
In the beginning was a bird. Man said, let there be more light. Electricity made On the third, we get green and blue for five. On the fourth, we send rockets to the sky. On the fifth, let go feet and submarines. On the sixth, man prepares his final dream. Then I wish that we go one more and play. Imagine all the time that he can stay. Computers, machines, the silicon dream. Seven spirits fired from the sea, and he said, behold, what I have done. I made a better world for everyone. Nobody left, nobody cried. All I will have forever and ever. Come in, come in, come in. On the eighth day, machine just got upset.
Away from 1 o'clock, 15 minutes away from the John Dwyer Show right here on MAR 266, and that was Hazel O'Connell there with a number called Eighth Day, and that little in-joke to a friend of mine about the wobbly table. I've just had a good idea. Instead of using books to stop the table wobbling, how about using that wonderful collection of Jimmy Young records, all those old 78s, what?
Yesterplay!
Christ didn't make it back then. Chris Montez there with Let's Dance. And before that, we had the Dave Clark 5 and a song called Glad All Over. Oh, I've just been somewhere and I have to run all the way back. And as soon as I get my breath back, I can tell you all about the Beatles Monument campaign. And I'd like to wish every success to all members of the Beatles Monument campaign. They have a telephone number, should you like further information. And the number is 051-256-9313. 051-526-9313. You can dial that number 24 hours a day and gain all the information you need on the Beatles Monument campaign. Also, let me remind you about lighter repair services at PO Box number 33, Victoria Street in Blackpool. And lighter repair services specialise in repairs and servicing to all makes of cigarette lighters, especially electronic cigarette lighters. So if you have a fault on your lighter, then mail it off to Lighter Repair Services, PO Box number 33, Victoria Street in Blackpool. The postcode is FY14RF, and they will repair your lighter and send it back to you promptly. Once again, another reminder about our Mezzeland Alternative Radio car stickers. They are absolutely free of charge. All you have to do is to send a stamped addressed envelope to MAR 72 Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral on Merseyside. And that is the same address should you like to write to any of the DJs on the station. And if you're wondering who the DJs on the station are, then a quick rundown of them for you. Steve Jones, Alan Ford, Kevin Hall, John Dwyer, Mike Stand, Robin Blind, Simon James, Chris Francis, Matt Black, Dash Riprock, who I think has had one letter so far, and of course our 266 Music Machine. Two more before we have to go. This one goes out to all members of the Beatles Monument campaign. It's the Fab Four from Liverpool, a million seller sound from 1969. The number called Get Back. That's the number for the Beatles Monument campaign. Do your best and support it if you can.
back around. Your mommy's waiting for you.
Confess, I expected one or two letters of complaint when I said there wouldn't be a Liverpool without the Beatles. I'm pleased to say, up to so far, I haven't had any. And that, I can tell you, has pleased me absolutely no end. And the Beatles there just about wind up my programme for this Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. And I sure hope that you've enjoyed some of the music which I've played during the past 2 hours, and that you enjoyed the free radio special between 9 o'clock and 10 this morning. John Dwyer's coming your way in just a couple of minutes' time. However, I have just received a late telephone call and an important message to all our listeners who've been listening to the free radio programme and to my programme between the hours of 11 o'clock and 1. And that is that I offered to put on sale a number of copies of Goodbye Caroline by the One Shots, price £1 each. I also offered to give one of them away in the competition. And my supplier of records has just informed me that East Anglian Productions have now bought the copyright on that particular record, and that Instant Records can no longer supply it. So please do not send £1 to the mailing address for a copy of that record, as I can no longer supply it. Neither can I give away a copy in the competition, so please, if you are entering the competition, please state a record of your choice, and not Goodbye Caroline. So that's Goodbye Caroline. Goodbye to Goodbye Caroline. It's now cancelled. However, when East Anglian Productions do put the record on sale, I shall get hold of a whole stack of copies and put them on the market to you, just to make it a little bit easier for you to get hold of them. So if you were thinking of sending me £1 for a copy of Goodbye Caroline, everything's changed in the last couple of minutes, and I'm sorry, I can't send them out. Instant Records have just been on the phone to me and said that they can no longer supply them, as East Anglian Productions have bought out the copyrights and they have agreed not to put any more of the records on sale. Everything was okay a couple of days ago when I ordered the records, but everything's changed, and they've just been listening to my program, and I must say a big thanks to them for telephoning me and giving me this information before the end of the show. And the end of the show is, of course, now. That's it from yours truly, Dave Simpson. I'll see you again next Sunday morning between 9 and 10 for another free radio special, and between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock next Sunday for 2 more hours of good music. Meanwhile, stand by for the John Dwyer Show, followed by the MAR Music Machine and the incredible Mike Stand program. I don't know where that guy gets all his money from to buy all these bottles of hair remover for my legs, but thanks anyway, Mike. And broadcasting on 266 metres in the medium wave band at a frequency of 1125 kHz. This is the happy weekend sound of MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Our mailing address is number 72 Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral, Merseyside. We're on the air each and every Saturday and Sunday, and we trust that you will stay tuned.
music, it music, it music.
Who's got it?
We've got it!
Who's got the spirit?
We've got the spirit! Yay!
John Dwyer.
Good afternoon.
Rafferty composition, it's Barbara Dixon and City to City. 4 minutes after one, very good afternoon from yours truly, John Dwyer. Thanks to Dave Simpson there for the last 2 hours. Mr. Simpson on a Sunday. I woke up this morning, Mr. Simpson was also on between 9 o'clock and 10 with the pirate radio show. I thought it was in Australia. I woke up and I could hear all these commercials for Sydney, etc., etc. It was quite amazing. I thought, where am I? And then I realised then I was caught in downtown Merseyside and not downtown Sydney.
Memories are made of hits.
Memories are made of hits. Barbara Dixon, and following her is Gary Newman. Thanks to Legs. Nice to see you back, going through the door. So it's you and me together on MAR 266 for a very nice Sunday. The weather's fantastic. A bit fresh this morning when I woke up. The old car didn't start straight away, see? Whether you're going anywhere, take a portable radio with you. Take 266 wherever you go. We'll keep you company with the sunshine and the good music right the way through till 10 o'clock tonight. Well, the sun doesn't shine till 10.
Oh,
Gary Newman, and I Die, You Die, and looking right behind me, I've come up with a very suitable record for today. Going back to 1967, following Gary Newman and I Die, You Die, these are the Monkees, and a Pleasant Valley Sunday. Monkees there, and Pleasant Valley Sunday from 1967, which was a very good year for music. And if you excuse me if I go into the next record, because I've got a mouth full of a sandwich, you see. Right, I've cleared it now. There's your alternative radio. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's coming up to 12 minutes after 1 o'clock. John Dwyer with you musically until 3 this afternoon. And hope you can stay with me, all right?